ATT Monkey. Listen here. You know you missed us. We're glad to be back. You will enjoy the show.
World of Warcraft community is the best community ever. It is so good.
You're on how much it's helped solidify friendships, you know, like...
The third faction is the important, is truly the most important, because we all have a say in it.
Hey, guess what?
What? What? Chicken butt?
Welcome to the Third Faction Podcast. Founded by World of Warcraft players, we have expanded our community to Final Fantasy XIV, and many other games to become the Good People in Gaming Podcast. Good luck cutting that and putting it back in the front.
We can do it. I can do anything. Oh my gosh, aren't we terrible?
We are the worst, yeah.
I take the blame.
We are worse than bratwurst, yeah.
Oh my god.
We put the brat in bratwurst.
We did the worst in bratwurst, that's it. The worst in bratwurst.
You know, sometimes life happens. Sometimes you just need to slap a bitch.
Yeah, some days are like that, let me tell you. So yeah, it's been a bit. We've been doing stuff and things and life, and man, we have done a lot of stuff in the last, it's been a month. It's been a month.
Yeah.
Holy crap. I'm sorry. That's bad. It's really bad.
It's really, really bad.
So bad with so much stuff that we've had going on between me and you and life and world and Ains. And yeah, we've just been all over the board.
Yeah. These are not excuses. These are just
facts. Just the facts. They're just facts. They're not excuses. They are facts.
Just giving facts. And not nor facts, just real facts.
Not nor facts. A little shout out to little nor facts there. Oh, so where do you want to go with this? We just got done.
And we just, yeah, we just hit you a new milestone, yeah.
Yeah, I got a new milestone tonight because we've been pushing mythics like they're freaking our job.
Just, they are our job. Didn't you?
Yeah, they kind of have been. I want to talk about Plunderstorm for sure.
Yeah, or, it sucks there. Okay,
we go. We're done. I don't know who there's a reason they never put that in the PTR, but let's not talk about it right now.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm sitting here trying to organize my thoughts. So, yeah, ADD monkeys on the loose. ADD look out. Monkey. So, you have been, oh my gosh, you've been doing all kinds of stuff. You've been to Alaska.
I've been to Alaska. Okay, so when was our last podcast? January?
Oh my gosh. Oh god, it was it's been a bit. No, it can't have been January because that would mean we didn't do anything in February or March. That would be 2 months. Is that possible?
You better get this out tomorrow because otherwise it's going to be
tomorrow, end of March, right?
Let's see. Third Faction podcast.
Don't even. We
are looking this up and we are going to prostrate ourselves in front of our fans.
Our listeners. I don't even want to call them fans. They're just listeners at this point. You can be fans of this crazy unit. No, yeah.
I mean, if they keep coming back, they're fans. We have fans.
We love them all. I do. I love everybody that listens. And
the last one came out January 26th, so this would be exactly 2 months later.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's
and
terrible.
That one was only a 27-minute, 8-second one.
Why was it that? I don't even want to know. I don't want to remember. It was just a short little blurb, I think, because we had time and we knew we were running out of time.
Yeah. We talked about Mythic Pluses.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about Mythic Pluses some more. We're going to talk about freaking Plunderstorm.
Just in Alaska.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about Bourbon Country.
I know. I've been doing a lot of traveling.
You have been.
You've been doing a lot of self-reflecting.
I have been doing a lot of self-reflecting. It has been a rough couple of months. Go ahead.
Angelic came out for 2 weeks, and that would have been the first podcast we missed. We're blaming it on Ainsley.
No, there's no blame and shame here.
No, we're definitely. She came out for 2 weeks, and then we went to Alaska.
Was she really there for 2 weeks? Is that how long it was? I loved it.
Yeah. No, it was good. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. But, she came out. She came out for... Valentine's Day. And then, you know, we had a lot of fun. And then she came out early because we were already going to Alaska at the end of February. So she just extended that whole visit. So right. We went to Alaska, then we got back. And then 2 weeks later, she comes back out and we go to Bourbon Country.
I know. It seemed like she was just there. And all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute. What do you mean Ainsley's back again? And it's like, I didn't even get to talk to you before you left. It was like, boom, and you were gone to Bourbon Country. It's like she pulled in and you pulled out. Yeah. That's not what I meant.
I don't need any more kids. What'd you expect? God. What is wrong, Lystra?
Why it's would not you me. That was all you. Oh, my God. Oh, I missed this. I missed it so much. I didn't even realize it until we get together like this. This is great.
And we've had we met a lot of great new people as well. We have a whole bunch
of gosh. Over. Met so many new people. J-Bob. Holy J-Bob. Cow.
Holy J-Bob's cow. Amazing. He's wonderful. If you don't follow J-Bob 007, right now he primarily streams Wednesday night. And he's been doing hardcore the last 2 weeks that I watched him. Great guy. Glad to have met him. He joined the Lion's Pride Tavern.
He's Discord. A riot. Oh, my God.
He's a lot of fun. So funny. But yeah.
He's so entertaining. Seriously, go check out his Twitch streams because they are so amazing.
He's the one who's like, you guys going to record? Yeah. The last one was in January there.
You know, but he's keeping us, you know.
Honest?
Honest, yeah. You know, making us responsible here.
Yeah, you know, cause... Ainsley doesn't like me hanging out with other women without her around, so.
And I love Ainsley, and she knows that I can be trusted. That's why she's still here. Yeah. So.
That's it's why like, she hasn't killed you.
Right? I'm still alive. I'm still 6 feet up. Let's go. Every morning I wake up, I go, thank God Ainsley's in here.
Yeah. She can't kill me.
Who can't get me from there? Yeah, well, she's a healer anyway, so that's not her job.
Yeah, no, I watched her let you die a few times. See, you said we're going to do
a podcast. Maybe I pissed her off. That was not her fault in the slightest. I know. I own every one of my deaths. It's all my fault.
That fight, if you're on Tyrannical Week and an 18, ugh. And if you take your eye off the ball for 1 second and that spike hits you, you're toast.
Yeah, you are absolutely toast. You know, I got to stand still to cast. That's all there is to it. You know, Warlocks, that's the hazard of the game here.
Yeah.
I got to stand still for a little bit. And if I
look ahead.
No.
I was going to say you should look up the Demo spec because apparently that one.
Oh, man.
You could probably do a lot more casting while moving or something.
I have never played Demonology. Can you believe that?
That's awesome.
I've never played it. I have always done Destruction or Affliction. Affliction used to be like, oh my, that was my jam. Well, I loved it.
I've always been an Affliction kind of guy because, I mean, let's face it. If you roll a Warlock, it's because you want to curse the living shit out of everybody.
Yes, right. You want to curse the hell out of somebody.
Curse and afflict. So,
yeah. And it was beautiful because years ago, when you can do the quick, you can still do that, I'm sure. I just don't do it anymore. You do the quick switches, you go into PvP, you flip over to Affliction, you go in and just blow people up. It was beautiful.
Put on stable Affliction on there to protect your dots.
Oh, yeah. Curse of Doom?
Yeah.
See them? Boom!
Curse of Tongues? Slow the casting down?
Oh, yeah. It was so much fun. It was so much fun.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. I think that's why I probably quit PvPing too, and the fact that it was probably going to be my undoing. I was getting chest pains. Yeah. It was driving me that crazy. But it was like the chest pains because I would literally hold my breath was PvPing. Seriously, I would. I would hold my breath. I figured it out at one point. I'm like, I am holding my breath while I'm PvPing because I am trying so hard. It was the weirdest thing ever. I know, but yeah. It's a thing.
I tried so hard just to get through the. Oh, I'm sorry.
So yeah, so we don't PvP anymore. We don't PvP our pants or anything. We're big people now. We don't do that.
Yeah. If I start PvPing, I get a bug up my ass for like a week or two, and then
you're over it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty much the way we would do it just because there was something we wanted. That's normally the way it went. Oh, hey, this really great piece of gear came out. Let's go hunt it down. All right, let's do that. Yeah. All right, well, and then we get it, and then we're like, okay, now we're done. Are we going to do it again? Nope, we're done. That's it. We're done.
So how do we want to arrange the rest of this conversation?
Well, let's see. We're not PvPing anymore.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that anymore. Let's talk a little bit about our mythic that we've been running. Blah, blah, blah. That's all, folks. I think that'd be a good way to keep rolling here. I am loving the mythics. I never thought I'd love mythics like I do. Actually look forward to them.
Yeah.
Strangely enough. That's gotta cool. Love that. Yeah. Well, I think it's because you actually make it feel fairly easy.
Well, and I try.
This is just my opinion. You know how my opinion is. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one.
Yeah.
My Mine opinion.
Is the prettiest.
Yes, I don't even know. No, we're not. Just no.
Don't dwell on that.
Thinking about it too much. My opinion is that I find our mythic is more fun than my raiding. I don't enjoy the long raids anymore.
Raiding.
The mythics are more enjoyable to me. And that's just me.
No, so it really comes down to time management. If we do a mythic plus, yes, it's a rush, but at the same time, it's very respectful of your time because it's like, okay, get in, get through it, and 30, 40 minutes, we're done.
I think you're right. I think that's it right there. It's like, maybe it's just my ADD brain, but it's like, I have a hard time with long runs anymore. Am I that kind of old?
Well, so, and then you have five total people, four that are not you. So it's a much smaller group of people to screw up, screw around, and it's just a more controlled environment. People with a similar goal.
Right. And do you feel that because we're doing mythics that it's not as involved fight wise?
Well, yeah, and then I'll sit there and throw out an entire fight. I will make every call out while we're going through it. And whether or not someone needs to hear it, it's kind of nice just to say it. So it reminds me of what's coming next. And, if it helps other people, great.
I love that part. I'm just going to put that out there. Yeah. I love that you call it out because there are days that, sometimes, and this is anybody. There are times when you are in and you're just not, your brain power is not at full. Okay. Let's just go with that. Whether you've had a couple of beverages or it's Friday night, okay? You just worked your butt off all day. And guess what? Your brain is not exactly in the game to be raiding tonight. So when somebody calls it out, it's like, this is great, super. I don't have to think about it as much.
It snaps me back if my mind wanders a little bit, which
right. Will happen. Oh, look, a squirrel, shiny thing. Yep, we're good.
Well, we're a bunch of grown-ass adults and go to work during the day and come home and try and enjoy ourselves.
Right. I mean, this is an enjoyable thing for us. That's why we do it. Crazy.
Weird. Yeah. Let's see. I got to pull it up because it's actually kind of crazy now, especially now with you.
Well, now I'm interested.
And you have no idea. So we're in the Fellowship of the Thing, which is the retail guild of Lion's Pride Tavern. And we have Merc Drak is the highest score, mythic plus score in the guild. And then you have me, Ainsley, Heart Monster, one of our Mythic Plus team. Feathers, one of our Mythic Plus team. Trod, don't know them. Izalok, one of our Mythic Plus team. Mommy Dearest, the Guildmaster. Leora, don't know them. Tweeter, sometimes runs with us. Draconius, yep. My son, part of the Mythic Plus team. Humlo, part of the Mythic Plus team. And Miss Lystra. So it's like all of us are in the top there. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 out of the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah. Whoa.
10 of the top 14 is our Mythic Plus.
Is our Mythic Plus. So the Mythic Pluses are actually probably helping as far as the normal raids as well.
Yeah. If you go further down, Tummy's on there with Tummy's on there twice, but that's on his shaman that he basically retired.
Oh, did he really retire his shammy? Aw.
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of, sorta.
Well, he doesn't like the rotation that's meta. Which is fine.
Yeah. You know, and that's each their own.
If you get tier gear and it forces you to play a certain way and you don't like to play that way.
Yep. I think that's totally understandable.
You have to wait till the next time around.
And we all do.
So yeah. Mythic Plus been going great.
So yeah, that's awesome. Like I said, I swear to God, I had Keystone Master already.
No, you had the complete all 15s
already. That's where I was. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Just trying to remember because it was like, I don't know. It was weird to have that pop up tonight. So there's a mount involved with that, and
yeah, it's an ugly cool. mount.
It's I know it is fugly. It's so ugly.
It was like, come on, Blizzard, do better. You tell us to be better. You need to be better first. Giving us it's Dragonflight, and you give us this crappy ass ground mount.
Yeah,
do better. Come on.
Yeah, ground mounts suck. Okay, especially when we're used to flying everywhere now.
Dude, if you look at the mounts from like the worst expansion ever, Shadowlands. Nobody liked it. Well, I didn't mind it, but the mounts from that, the flying mounts, fucking phenomenal. They were wonderful mounts. I love them. They are part of my favorites. The mounts for KSM from this expansion will not be in my favorites.
Yeah. Yep.
But I digress.
Yeah.
No. All right. So, yeah, Mythic Pluses have been going good. And you'll notice we didn't mention J-Bob. J-Bob is actually... not in the guild.
He's not in our guild, yeah.
Well, he's not in the guild on the tune that he runs Mythic Pluses with. He started an Ellie Shaman, but yeah.
Ooh, I forgot. I got to go turn in that Emerald Mark of Mastery. That's a thing. I don't know what I'm going to get for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good stuff. Cool. I have so much junk. You know, at some point, Govan, you're going to have to help me.
Do what? Clean up your bags?
Yes! How did you know?
Because I'm sure you've said that to me before.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. Oh, yeah. My God. And my freaking keystone is thrown at tides. It's only a 16. It's kind of junk. But whatever.
I'm drinking blends tonight.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Morgan diet, man. My meet him in the Morgan. Got a little captain in you.
Rose.
I know. I'm sorry. You know, I wish to graduate to bourbon, but it's a bit strong for my. It's a bit strong for me.
You start with something simple and nice, like Maker's Mark.
I got plenty of that in this house. Good Lord.
Yeah.
My husband loves that stuff.
Learn to sip at Maker's Mark. And it's going to be one of the sweeter. It's a weeded bourbon. It's not bad.
All right. I trust you.
And then once you get used to that and you start to appreciate the oaky flavors, and then
it'll progress.
The other things. Well, once you figure out how, you take a sip, you let your mouth experience the burn.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Feel the burn.
And then after that one, take another sip. And then that's when you'll actually start getting the flavors. Another thing you can do is put a little water in your mouth and then take a sip. And that way you don't dilute the bourbon that you're drinking. You're just diluting that particular sip so you can actually pick out some more flavors and get more accustomed to the burn of the alcohol.
I see.
Yeah.
Very nice. You're such a font of knowledge. I love it.
You know, you do enough tours and tastings and in bourbon country, they find all kinds of weird tricks that people suggest.
Well, one day we're going to do a little bourbon hop down your way, too.
Okay.
Decisions have been made. I've also been told I'm going to Alaska.
Oh, so when?
I need to do a little planning there. Well, the last time I had looked, and this is on an off airline, which scares the crap out of me, because I only fly with the decent people, man. Some of those off airlines scare me just a little bit. Because they probably are flying planes that are as old as I am.
Yeah.
So, I was looking earlier, and you can get like a midweek flight to Alaska for $400 a person in June. And I was like, that sounds ideal. And then we just, you know, pick out a VRBO and, you know, bop all over where we want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because we don't want to, you know, we'll probably go to Anchorage because, you know, got to go to Anchorage. That's just, you know, got some people there I need to see. They know who they are. And
the Macattacks.
The Macattack family, yeah, Mrs. Mac and Mr. Mac. And then we got to go out and we got to do some fishing. So, you know, probably Kenai Peninsula or whatever's going on at that point. We've been told, or I've been told, let me put it that way, not we, I have been told by the other half that if it's possible, a little halibut, you know, fishing, because our freezer needs to have some halibut in it. Kids can't afford to buy that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, yay. Okay. So, yeah, there's just some things that we want to get up there and have a peek around. He says I'm going to love it, and I'm going to trust him on this. I mean, I'm not a huge person for the idea of a bear scares the hell out of me. Let's just go with that.
Yeah. Bears you've got to go. Yeah.
I mean, I could have a bear in my own backyard right now, but the idea of going to Alaska and having a bear is a little bit different to me. I don't know.
Only if you run into like a Kodiak or something.
I'm going to pass on all of that. Okay. Just all of that. So yeah, it's on my list for this summer. So hopefully Mrs. Mac has been bugging the crap out of me too. She's like, I'm going to send you a ticket. And I'm like, you don't need to send me a ticket. I'd come willingly on my own.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we've got stuff going on. I'm trying to get everything figured out, and I've got some camping trips planned for this summer, so we're going to get some stuff done.
Nice.
So we'll do bourbon, we'll do all that stuff. Gaming, I mean, we've got stuff. What, July 2nd, we've got some things that are going to happen, so we got to be prepared for that.
If you're a loser and you don't buy the digital collector's edition.
Hi, loser.
if you get the early access,
it'll be earlier than that.
June 28th, baby.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, okay. I'll play with that.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, it's not like you're gonna be at that point in the game anyway.
Right.
Was that a dig at you?
That was just a small dig. Yeah, so the Final Fantasy, the new expansion comes out, Dawn Trail, we're excited about it. I am just getting to the end of Stormblood.
Hey, once you get into Shadowbringers, you're going to get like their hooks are going to dig into you, and you're going to be like...
Just going to bust it out, right?
What? Where are you in Shadow or Stormblood right now? Let's just say, as you get towards the end of Stormblood, shit starts hitting the fan, and the only way you're going to know what happens is to actually play Shadowbringers.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Like, has anyone been injured yet in Stormblood for you? Oh, I shouldn't have asked that.
Oh, spoiler alert, right? Not for anybody else, just me. Nobody that I can think of off the top of my head is missing.
You would?
Oh, no. Yes, yes. We have lost somebody very important, actually. We lost him in the fortress. He was holding up the roof over that bitch.
You're way too early. That's
way too early? Okay. It's coming yet. Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
You're talking about Gosetsu.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Gosetsu. I'm not so sure he's dead though.
Well, if you played, you'd know.
I'm not so sure he's dead yet. I'm wondering if something miraculous happened and maybe the bottom of the fortress collapsed and he went down into the water instead and he's still alive. Maybe our little turtle friend saved him.
You'll just have to play the game.
Just play the game. It's all about the game. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
All right. So you know how far I've gotten. I've gotten past that point now. We're moving on.
Kind of, yep.
Sort of.
Kind of, though.
Yeah.
You still got some good story stuff coming up in Stormblood. For as much as I, you know, when I was playing the second time through, I was like, Stormblood, I have to go through Stormblood before I get to Shadowbringers. Because Shadowbringers is so phenomenal. But Stormblood actually has, it has a good storyline. It's not, you know, it's not Shadowbringers, but it does have a good storyline. And, you know, it's well done. And you will enjoy it.
Well, I've been enjoying Final Fantasy. So I thank you for that. You know, hey, way to go. Get me into another game.
I got Jim Bob to download it. Or Jim Bob. I always want to call him Jim Bob.
Jim Bob. Love it. Well, you know, suck one more in. So have you played with him? Because I do see the other day you were on. Well, maybe you weren't on Final Fantasy. You're just faking it.
I've been playing it a little bit lately. I've been, because with the digital collector's edition, there was an earring that gives you a 30% experience boost up to level 90, and a minion, a little pet.
There's
a little cat dude. I love it. A little miniature cat dude. And I've been running around with him out. And then today I wasn't paying attention. And I kind of looked over and he did a triple flip. It's like jumped up.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I love that. All the good stuff. They give good stuff away.
They do.
Yeah, we're not talking about Ainsley. We're not talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't Ainsley.
Yeah, it was.
It's not Ainsley.
If I said it was Ainsley, it was Ainsley.
Okay. I'll ask Ainsley about that later. I'll get her on the phone. Say, hey, Ainsley, exactly 9 o'clock. She'd be like, what are you talking about? And that goes in. That's not. So we're going to do a little of that. What do we got coming up besides?
So
we don't have
since I've been raiding with Fellowship of the Thing, we kind of changed it to whatever Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
we did.
Instead of a Friday night thing, it's been streaming whatever Wednesday. And 2 weeks ago, it was Borderlands 2. Yesterday was Wednesday. Not when you listen to this, but I actually did Final Fantasy 14. And if you want to go back and watch that stream, Ainsley was a butthead.
No, shut up. Don't say those things about Ainsley. No, you
she
don't.
She was so mean.
My Ainsley would never be mean.
She was like super mean.
So we're talking total Meansley here?
Like she went full Meansley.
No, not Meansley.
Oh, and Feathers. So the Feathers is one of the people in the Mythic Plus group. She's actually Heart Monster's daughter. And I was sitting there playing one day, and I got a couple extra followers, and Feathers had sent people over to watch my stream. And her little friend.
Aww.
Yeah. I found out
Aww. Yeah, I think
Feathers is in middle school. She's a phenomenal player. If she played more, she could get like really, really, really good. We just need to get her some gear and she'll survive. But yeah, she does a great job.
Middle schooler. That is no way.
They grew up
Feathers, shout out. Oh yeah, I know. They did more. Well,
can't give them all compliments. You gotta berate them a little bit.
Well, she does have schoolwork to do, so she can't raid with us all the time. She's wonderful, fun. She's a giggler. We love it.
She's a quacker.
Thanks. Yes. So far, Hart hasn't told her she can't play with us anymore.
We
we try to behave ourselves. We really do.
A couple days ago, when she was in the, I was like, we gotta remember, we got some young ones.
I was there. Yeah. I was like, nope. We reverse.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
Do not say those things. We have Feathers in the house. Who else was with us, too? There was somebody else I thought with us.
Her
friends,
Scrumptious Cheese and Radioactive Kate, I think we're watching in Discord. So, yeah.
Radioactive Cheese. God, I love these kids. That's amazing. Love it. Love, love, love.
And then,
So, yeah.
J-Bob is personally trying to get people to come and stick and watch my stream more so I can get my 150 follower goal and make Ainsley happy by having to buy a camera.
Oh,
my. I'm at 125 followers. I'm slowly getting there.
Wow, you passed me up because I haven't streamed in months, but hey, I got a check the other day. I don't know how long they waited on that one, but I did get a check.
Got enough residuals from people's subscriptions.
It's something, yeah.
Look, I subscribe to your channel. I expect some freaking streaming, and I'm sure everyone listening wants to see you streaming some too.
You know, that is actually my goal here. I've sat down since you said I've been doing a lot of reflecting. I've been struggling a lot with the whole content and what do you want to call it? Imposter syndrome, all this self-doubt and stuff on doing this stuff. And it's taken a lot to just dig my butt out of it. And I went through some time where I had some personal stuff that was piling on top of it. And it was like, well, this is not fun anymore. Yeah. So guess what? I got a little new outlook here and I'm going to set myself up and I'm going to do it. It's, You can't do anything else. You have to set it up.
Yeah.
And you got to stick to it. And I've got to do that. My family is going to have to accept some of this stuff. My kids are grown.
Yeah.
They don't, not that big a deal to them. However, you got to fit in the rest of the stuff in this world. And I've got Saturday nights are earmarked for a couple of things. And if I was still raiding Saturday night, I could be raiding. However, what I'm really doing is doing another podcast.
Yeah.
So I need to take care of my stuff as well, which is really important. So, which means you and you and you. So that's what I'll be doing. I'm going to set it up and you and I'll talk a little bit. I don't want to overlap your streams, but I think we could stream together at some point. You can, do the guesty thing, but we're gonna get it pulled together again, and let's just make it happen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as imposter syndrome goes, I don't try and ever think of it that way. I just try to. I look at it as I'm here. I'm playing my game, and I'm gonna stream it. And if you want to come and hang out, great. And I was invited to be one of the three hosts of this podcast, and just come here, do my best, try and be entertaining, and
if you like us, feel great.
If you keep coming back and listening, we'll just keep putting them out and talking.
And that's, I guess, we're just going to do our thing. I think that's what I need to look at it as. It's like, I'm just going to do my thing. If other people enjoy it, that's going to be great. If they're along for the ride, super duper.
Yeah, super duper.
Love it. But I'm gonna turn off that little part of my brain that says not good enough, because you know how I get.
Yeah, you know.
I get kind of obsessed with numbers and ratings, and I, yeah.
Numbers,
all that math, stuff. Math. Yes. And I don't want to do that anymore because it just weighs too much. And I don't want to weigh anymore. So let's do that. Chunky enough as it is, I don't want to weigh anymore.
Oh, jeez.
So we're not going to go there. So that's where we're at, and that's the way it's going to be. So there.
You're ridiculous.
I know. I get in my own way a lot. It's just a part of the game. It's just, I get in the way. Let's just go with that.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I remember that little bit of, I just said I got the Emerald Mark of Mastery for the season 3. Yeah. There is not crap in
there.
Oh,
yeah. Because you're probably have higher item level than all the stuff that you can buy.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's sad. Except for maybe One Piece? Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got one actually that I will replace. Well, so that's
good though.
Yeah. Can I wear that? I can. Okay. So I'm sitting here. They have all kinds of different gear out here, and there's actually a piece that's going to give me a pretty good little bump, so I'm going to take it. Will it be? It'll be like 1 point, I'm sure, that it'll increase my item level, but it's like 13 points in gear, so I'm going to take that. That's good, right? That's good. We'll do that.
Oh yeah, definitely good. So,
yeah, every little bit counts at this point.
It is
mostly
important.
Yeah, importante. Is that
muy
right?
Muy importante.
Yeah.
Juan es muy alto.
You know more Spanish than I do, so there you go.
Necesito una hamburguesa con queso y tocino.
What about cheese?
I need hamburger with cheese and bacon.
Okay, there. See, I got cheese out of it because queso. I had enough queso on
my wall
own.
In my Spanish class in high school, there was a. It said, El burro sabe más que tú.
What about the burro?
The donkey knows more than you.
I like your teacher. That's great. The donkey knows more than you. You know, you could use that so many ways. You know, that guy at work that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, if we're going to do that, I'm gonna lay some of the real words on them. Not the French insulting the British and Holy Grail. Money. No, go away, bro. I have to taunt you a second time.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I blow my nose in your general direction. I'm from France. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent?
Outrageous. I just saw a thing where they actually did that in Disney World. Somebody, because France, at Epcot, there's a little bridge that separates France from England. They're right next to one another. So one person stood on one side of the bridge and the other stood on the other side and actually did the whole Monty Python monologue. It was amazing. It was a great, great video.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, man, gotta enjoy your life.
You're not having fun with life.
Yes. And we are. That's just it. We're having fun. Tonight was great. Who was our new player tonight?
Oh.
So that Wopo?
Iwopo. Iwopo. He's a friend of J-Bob. And him and J-Bob were running stuff. And I was like, well, you want a tank and a healer? So then, yeah, we ran a dungeon with the pug. And then brought in Izza for one. And then Izza left. And then we brought you in.
Huh. Well, you know, I got my one tonight. We got to do, what, 4 this week? So we've got a little bit of time left.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of time. It's only
Sunday
Thursday.
Sunday and Monday, still Mythic Plus Day.
Yep. Sundays and Mondays. I got plenty of time. And I think I'm off on Monday yet. I think. Easter Monday. You're off on Monday, right?
No.
Oh, man. I better check mine then, because that's a little bit.
Yeah.
I highly doubt that I'm working Monday. But I will definitely check that because that makes one more day I'm off. I am off all day tomorrow. So maybe tomorrow I'll do a little bit of Final Fantasy in the morning, do a little WoW in the afternoon, in the evening.
Yeah.
Yep. And you're raiding Friday nights and Saturday nights. Are you doing Saturday nights as well?
So here's the thing. I have to make a decision. I know, because when you play two MMORPGs, you need balance. And if I'm doing Mythic Plus Sunday, Monday, can I really be raiding? Because that's cutting into, you know, there's only so much time that I can play. So it's people need to let me know. Should I be doing, you know, 5 nights a week of WoW, you know, 3 and 3? I think 3 and 3 would be a fair between WoW and 14. And then whatever Wednesday.
That's a lot of gaming.
It is. And then I just attached my Steam to my stream, and like if you scroll through, it's like, well, and look at all these other games that I own and I've never played.
Yeah, and we keep getting more. Yeah. It's not just me. I think I have done the same thing you do. It's like, So we just keep adding more games to the list that we want to do, and we don't have enough time possibly in the week to do them all. So, and summer's coming, so I don't know about you, but I got some yard work I gotta do. Yeah. So, but again, we'll figure it out. We always
do. I don't know if I'll just finish this season for raiding and then just drop out after that. Or if I'll just drop out now. I have a day to make that decision because tomorrow's Friday.
Right. Well, and I always figure they always have people lined up to raid with them. I'm pretty sure that there's a wait list, which is not a bad problem to have. Let's be honest. It's a great raid team. They're always, always good.
Yeah, it's a good casual guild.
Yeah, it is. And my not being able to raid is my own brain getting in the way. So we'll work on it. It'll happen. Yeah. Maybe at some point, but like I said, it just feels different to me. I don't know why. It's me, okay? It's my brain. I can't help it. So anyway, so there we are. What else we got to cover today? Anything more?
I can talk about my trip to Alaska.
Oh, please tell. Do tell, because I need to know. Did you? You did the dog sled thing.
So here, I'll take us in order.
Please do, because it was a short trip, really.
It was.
But you got a lot done.
Yeah, and Ainsley would argue it was too much, and that's why she didn't have any fun.
Oh.
She had fun, but not as much fun as she could have had, and we'll say that. So...
Ooh.
Yeah, so we flew in and landed like at 2 a.m. Alaska time, which is 6 a.m. my time. And I didn't really sleep, on the plane. But as we're flying in, I like looked out the window and got pictures of the Aurora Borealis while in the plane.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that was nice.
Well, wasn't that one of your goals?
Just to see it, yeah. So,
because it's much better from Alaska than it is where we are.
Yeah,
much better.
So saw that, and then we obviously went to bed. Woke up. We went to went and tried went to lunch somewhere. And then dinner. Obviously nothing to... Well, the dinner was nice. They overcooked my halibut, but whatever. But Ainsley had her first crab legs ever.
Shut up. Yep, no way.
She had Alaskan crab legs in Alaska. Well, I had some too, but yeah. And then we went back to the hotel and we waited for our first tour. So, remind you, we landed at 2 a.m. Our tour showed up at, 6 p.m., something like that. And we went out, and we didn't get back to the hotel till 4 p.m. because it was a tour to go look for the Northern Lights.
Oh yeah, my.
So a lot of the activity happens late at night. So we were out there and we saw them, and I got some pictures I'll share on Discord. And but yeah, so we didn't get back to the hotel till like 4 a.m. and Ainsley only slept till like 7:30. And I slept till noon because, you know, I was tired and I didn't have to work.
How did she not sleep?
She had to work.
That's like 3 hours.
She had to work, yeah.
Wait a minute. Okay, so let me get this right. This was a work reward trip. Yeah,
and she had to work on it.
That is the biggest bunch of BS I have ever heard. This is your reward for being such a great employee. And by the way, you don't even get to enjoy it. You have to work while you're on. That is not even, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I have a picture of
her. Yeah.
So, yeah. So the next day we went to a restaurant that Guy Fieri had been to, and apparently his taste buds are shit because I ate one of the foods that he recommended and it was borderline flavorless.
No, I was like,
Jesus Christ. I mean, the bread was good, but yeah, it was a meatball sub, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything special. It, you know, I didn't wow. Oh my God, I'm going to die if I never get to eat this again. Or if I die right now, my life would be perfect. So yeah, we went and ate lunch, and then we got picked up for a tour shortly after lunch. Let me see if I can find the info on this picture. So this picture was taken at 3. So we got picked up at about 2:30 to begin a trip up to the Arctic Circle from Fairbanks. So,
holy cow.
So, do you ever watch Ice Road Truckers?
Yep.
Season 3, season 4, they're actually on the road that we drove on. And, yeah, so, like, they always talk about stopping at Coldfoot, and we actually stopped at Coldfoot. You know, they were on the Dalton Highway. And those,
oh, that's very cool.
I didn't know it at the time. I just started watching Ice Road Truckers afterwards. So, yeah, so we drove up there, and Ainsley spent most of the time asleep in the van for some reason. It's a blessing. Once you get a little bit out of town of Fairbanks, there's no cell service, so no one can bother her from work anymore.
Well, that's why she slept. She's like, I am so out. I'm like, nobody's going to bother me now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So we're driving up there, and we made a few stops, a few turnoffs to take pictures and stuff. And me being the adult child that I am, there was trucks driving by, and I was doing the, you know, the honk your horn.
The honk honk thing.
We got one of the trucks to do it, so that was really cool. And so we didn't get back until like 4 a.m. The next day. So yeah, it was 2 days of being out till 4 a.m. I got a really cool hat from it though, so I was happy.
It sounds like one of those things where my mom and dad wanted this vacation, all they got me was a stamped t-shirt while you got a hat.
So we were, yeah.
But you love it.
This was both an Arctic Circle trip, which we went up to the Arctic Circle, and then there's an outhouse just north of the Arctic Circle. So I peed in the Arctic Circle, so.
Oh, go
man. So then we were driving back, and one of the things I learned the night before from doing the Aurora trip was that to see the Aurora Borealis, it's easier to see it on your phone than it is with your, you know, naked eye, because you can do a long exposure and it'll pick up any greens or whatever in the sky.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
We stopped at this one spot, and I was the only one who got out along with the driver. And me being the colorblind guy, you know, I just took a few pictures of the sky and we drove, you know, and, you know, nobody else got out. I was the only one who got a picture of the Aurora Borealis on that trip. And it was because,
God.
I was just taking extended exposure photos of the sky, and I caught the Aurora Borealis.
That's awesome. The colorblind guy gets the best picture.
So we got back really late, and then Ainsley, she's like, we had dog sledding scheduled for the next day, and she was ready to not go. And I ended up waking up, and we decided we would go, and it actually made her really happy, because that was like one of her favorite, that was her most favorite part, because we got to hang out with the dogs afterwards and everything. And it turned out to be, so it was like an hour trip, and we, you know, we didn't know how it was going to be. It turned out an hour of her sitting in my lap, so she was just tickled pink.
Oh.
She was just so happy.
Her two favorite things in the world.
Dogs and sitting next to me,
in Govan's lap. Ainsley's going to listen to this one. She's going to be like, oh, my God.
So we did that, and then that night was when we were flying out, so, you know, we just kind of went and did the touristy things, and we actually found a distillery in Fairbanks.
Was it worth it?
Well, they had vodka and gin, and or vodka and rum, so we tried it. It wasn't bad. What was it? 60
Alaskan
68
rum.
Below. Pure Alaskan potato vodka. Fairbanks Distilling Company. Fairbanks, Alaska.
Ah, so you brought some home.
Well, that was from a picture, but yeah, I bought a bottle of vodka for my dad and a bottle of rum for my son.
Nice.
Yeah. That was the trip. We flew first class, so we drank a lot.
Oh my God. Was that the work bonus, the first class bit?
No, that was just Ainsley splurging.
That was just Ainsley. Because Ainsley probably had some miles racked up if you think about it.
Stop. But yeah, so we did that and we had fun. I had fun. She did not. She just felt it was rushed and there wasn't enough sleep time.
Well, I can see where... I'm a girl who likes my sleep too. So I can see where being up till 4 a.m. multiple nights is a bit much.
Well, yeah, our whole trip was to see the nightlife. So yeah, I can see how it was really hard for her.
Because she's kind of a 7 o'clock girl.
Yeah.
she kind of goes to bed a little bit early because she's up early. So so be it. Well, I'm glad it was mostly a good time.
I had a blast. I told her we need to move there.
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't know that I would do that. No, I'm positive I wouldn't do that. I would gladly go there in the summertime. I, however, would not be there in the wintertime because I cannot take the lack of sunlight.
Well, there's plenty of sunlight.
No, there's not.
Yeah. Yeah, like...
No. That twilight thing is not
four
sunlight.
4 hours a day.
That's not enough. That is not enough. I would need like one of those sad lights constantly on me, like a little flower. It's like, no, it's got to grow. Put the light back on it. Put the light back on it.
Got to get that vitamin D in your life.
Yeah, I need it. I know this for a fact. Winters are hard when there's no sunlight.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, super time. Love it. I am hopefully then I will go too.
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't know. See, for me, like, I like the snow. And, you know, you always watch the movies and, you know, there's snow on the ground and it's always there. And I don't get that in Ohio. You know, nowhere in Ohio, you know. It snows. It might be there a week, but then it's gone. That's not snow cover. We're up in Fairbanks, Alaska, and it's like there was grooves where people parked their car. And like, yeah, it's like there's snow covered. There's snow on the ground, and it's there throughout winter.
Well, hi.
Yeah.
I can give you that here.
Your snow doesn't melt away, sir.
No, our snow is here forever once it gets here, usually. We did have very little snow. However, this past week, I got a foot of snow over multiple days. Unfortunately, I was not in school, so we got no snow days out of it. We would have probably had 2 to 3 snow days. I got zero because I was already on spring break. So, yeah, that's exactly what pretty much all of us did. It's like, son of a gun, you know? We wanted some snow days earlier and we couldn't get them for nothing. But yeah, between the 3 days that we had, we got over a foot of snow in March. The end of March, might I add, a foot. The first stuff was very heavy, wet, nasty. Yeah. The last round that went through was 4 to 5 inches of fluffy, stupid snow, which I would take over the wet stuff because my snowblower had a hard time even moving the other stuff. That's exactly, it was like we were taking like half of a row at a time instead of the full run because it just could not handle it. It's like, okay, half a row, that's all we're doing, because otherwise it's just bogging down and it's gonna choke out. So anyway, that was my last week. You got to go places and do fun things, and
yeah,
I was here shoveling snow. It was good.
I don't know. I went this last week. I was at work, so I don't think that's quite the same trade-off.
Well, you even came back and worked some weekend hours. That was what was weird.
I've been working the weekend a lot lately.
Yeah, taking that time off. I suppose you needed to work a little extra.
Yeah. Well. It's just, you know, when there's tasks that need to be finished at work, you know, if your salary, that's what you do.
Get
the tasks done. Without the extra pay.
Totally.
But, you know, you also have that extra pay built in. You know, people look at, oh, you're just being taken advantage. No, I get a better salary when I'm working 40 than if I have to work longer. It's more like if I was working overtime at a lower hourly rate. I don't get screwed when work is thin. That's the good thing about it.
Yep. I still get the same money.
Work thin, work full, you know, just more is expected out of you.
Yep. Good way to look at it. Good way to look at it.
When Gen E comes around, because like right now we're at Gen Z, so we're going to start over, right? When Gen E comes around, are they going to be called Gen Eric?
Oh my god! And they give me—they were giving me a bad time today about being Gen X. Yeah. It's like you have no idea. You have no idea.
Who is giving you a hard time?
My son has a social worker that comes over, and she's, it was hilarious. Actually, we're talking about some of the things that their generation has never had to even think about. It's like, yep. Yeah, hi, if you met Gen X, that'd be me over here. Let me tell you a story. Story time with Gen X.
Let me take you through a quick trip of here. We know the world before electronics, but we were also young enough to incorporate electronics into our life the second it came out.
Right.
We're big multifaceted deal. And flexible. And we also know that stop bitching, it's going to change in a month anyways.
Yep.
Everyone gets so caught up. Can you believe? Shut up. 2 weeks, it'll be different. It doesn't matter. Just get over yourself.
Yep. Things change so fast now. It is not even funny. And
the fact that people still don't recognize that. People, oh my God, did you hear this news? You mean this breaking news that people are rushing to the TV without verifying anything? Wait 5 days. The story's going to change. That's when you want to hear the news. 5 days later. And that's when we might start to hear some of the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm thinking of one particular item that's going on right now, and it's like there's so much BS about it.
Yeah, well, you know that. Yeah. Are you talking about the bridge collapse or?
Yes, I am. I wasn't going to name names, but I'm not going to name it's like names. There's so much stupid.
If there's a tragedy, fucking take politics out of it. A tragedy happened. Care about the souls who are now gone from this planet. The people that they, were responsible for, or people who were responsible for them. There's pain. There's suffering. Stop bringing politics into it. Mourn the passing and move on. Don't be twats.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Here we go. And that's exactly right, because I believe we're still short 6 people in this world that they don't know where they went.
I mean, it's horrible. And people, you know, if you watch the way that collapsed, it was just disturbingly
efficient. It was instantaneous. It was
like, holy crap.
Yeah.
But it, you
know. And I don't know, knowing what I know that that was exactly what was going to happen, because there were no safeties in place for that not to happen. So, you know.
You know, it's like all the people, just like with the sub.
Yep.
And just, you know, whether or not, it doesn't matter what their financial position in life was, and when it's still dead people who people loved, and now they're gone, and someone's hurting.
Yep. I actually had to take a good hard look to see. I remember this bridge because I've been out to Maryland several times. My brother-in-law and his beautiful wife live out there. And I had to take a good hard look at the map because it's like, okay, nope, this bridge is not the one that we cross over to go to their home.
Oh, that's good.
Because it's much farther north. So we were very lucky, because that would have been an absolute tragedy. We've missed, now that's the second time a bridge collapse has missed my family. My brother and his beautiful wife were, their apartment building was right across the 35W bridge that collapsed in Minneapolis many years back. That was just incredibly lucky that they were not underneath of it or on it at the time, because they took it every single day. That day they had just happened to leave work early to go do other things. And normally they left together and they left separately. So very, very lucky.
It's another one of those, you know, fortunate, you know, it's still tragic, but, you know, it's fortunate that this happened in the middle of the night.
Yes, and they did close both ends of it. We've all heard the recordings. They closed both ends of it as fast as they possibly could. You need to stop traffic.
Yeah. Well, then you also had the, like, it takes me back to 1989 when the earthquake in California, in the Bay Area. It was also the time when both the San Francisco Giants and the Oakland Athletics, which are right across the bay there from each other, across the Bay Bridge, they were in the middle of a game when the earthquake hit. And because of that, there was less traffic when the Embarcadero Freeway collapsed on itself.
I remember that.
How many more lives would have been lost if it wasn't for, you know, those just, you know, fortuitous circumstance that, you know, it's still tragic, but just like, it could have been so much worse.
Yes, exactly. So we will take this exactly as is. It's a tragedy, and it could have been worse, and we will just pray for everybody that was affected by it.
That went dark.
Wow, yeah, where'd we go? See, we got to stay out of the real stuff, man. This is why we go play games. Dang.
People suck.
So, yeah. So, we'll stream tomorrow.
Yes.
Look up RP Govan. I may stream at the same time, because if we're doing the same stuff, why the hell not?
I'm probably skip right tomorrow. Let's do some stupid.
Want to do something stupid tomorrow? Do
Borderlands 2.
You want to do Borderlands 2
tomorrow?
We'll take you
through the Torg expansion.
Oh, okay, cool.
Reach out to
Sounds great.
Bricko, see if Bricko can come. If Bricko can come, we'll do the Tiny Tina. If Bricko can't come, we'll do the Torque.
Okay, that's out. I will send a little message to our friend, Mr. Bricko. I haven't seen much of him lately, so I don't know whether he's ramping up for the season or what.
Yeah, it's getting close to work time, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and he's got more responsibility than ever.
Let's keep... He's got to stop being so good and getting promotion so he can play video games more with us.
Yeah. Well, that he got a puppy,
too. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he got a puppy. So You know, they always say the kids are always, I'll take care of the puppy. I'll feed it. I'll take care of it. Yeah, you know who's taking care of the puppy?
Papa.
I'm going to guess it's going to be Bricko.
Yeah.
I have a feeling the shine will wear off the new puppy in pretty short order.
He'll just be drinking more shine.
Hard to say. So I'll get a hold of the Bricko man and see if we can't get him to come and play with us. Throw it out there that we're going to do Borderlands 2.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you so much for encouraging me and always, you know, lifting me up. It's always great to have friends like you around. Always appreciate you.
What I'm here for. You enter my bubble, you're in my bubble. You're not allowed out, damn it.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it, because you're always going to be in my bubble, too. Love
okay, good.
This. All right. So, well, with that, we'll just say bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We want to thank you for taking the time and listening to our show this week. I hope you had as much fun listening as we did recording it. Please feel free to reach out to us on X/Twitter or Twitch. If you see us streaming, come in and join the conversation. If you have any suggestions for new games to play or modes to play in the games that we already play, please reach out to us and let us know. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And until then, you can find us on Twitter at The Third Faction, at 3RD Faction Show, or at Miss Listra, that's MSLISTRA, or at Bricko Stud, or Mr. Govan at RP Gamer for Life. For other links on where to find us, visit the website at www.thethirdfaction.com, where you'll find the link to the Discord. Come and join us. You can email the show at thethirdfactionshow@gmail.com. That is all spelled out. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thethirdfactionshow, all spelled out, and we will always be free, but your support does help us cover the costs and will enable us to bring you more. You can also leave us a review on your chosen podcast platform at www.bonusroll.gg/directory. If you don't want to leave a review, the very best thing you can do is tell your friends about us. We stand with the employees of Activision Blizzard King and their demands, and Abusive Gaming. All gaming.
Remember, be kind to yourselves and each other. Love y'all.
Until next time, stay healthy, happy, and if necessary, tipsy. Get a little scotch in ya.